Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
There's been a thing called the global recession, and it's actually had an effect on jobs that the member may not have noticed.
Social Development and Employment Minister Paula Bennett bringing her Labor shadow, Annette King, up to date on economic conditions.
And things are actually been a little bit tough in the last 3 years.
Paula Bennett also faced this question from Annette King.
Were the 7,400 people who she said came off the unemployment benefit under Future Focus all under the age of 25 years, single and receiving no other taxpayer support? If not, how did she calculate the $6 million savings?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, no, they were all people that were on the unemployment benefit, so they were not necessarily aged under 25. They were with the age of the unemployment benefit, and the Department calculated that for those that were on, those were most likely to come off over a period of time and did a calculation around that way, and that's how they came up with that figure.
Labor's Deputy Leader also had questions about the price of milk for the Prime Minister.
Order. Order the Honourable Annette.
Just wait, you hurry.
Order. No, we won't have that kind of interjection.
Well, we won't have that sort of interjection, Mr Speaker.
Order. I think we've had enough. The Honourable Annette King will ask a question without further...
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Does he recall saying in 2008 in opposition that the then government should do something to reduce the cost of milk because families were rationing it to their children? If so, why has it taken an opposition push for a select committee inquiry before he will acknowledge that something needs to be done about the price of milk now he's in government?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes, because milk prices have risen 23% under Labor in the last 2 years, and the government has been doing things. Commerce Commission was looking to see whether it could actually undertake an inquiry. As all members know, they are independent and governed by the Commerce Act, and so the government wanted to wait and see whether they would actually respond. The government's also had interdepartmental inquiries taking place and has been doing quite a bit of work.
And Mr Key faced a question from Annette King's leader, Phil Goff.
Will he suspend or change his timetable for the proposed sell-down of state-owned assets in light of the current economic circumstances? If not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, there is no timetable for extending the mixed ownership model. The government has always said it will take this policy to the electorate in November, and we are not making plans before that time.
Mr Goff then sought leave to table a select committee document, which he said proved that there was a timetable.
Is this, though, a document for... This is a document that actually the Parliament has.
Well, I would have thought so, but the Prime Minister is obviously
order,
not aware
no,
of
we
it.
Don't table those documents.
But the Speaker gave Mr Goff the consolation prize of putting another question to Mr Key.
As he's already booked the sale of shares in state-owned enterprises in this year's budget, is he still prepared to sell those shares, even if it means lower prices in a depressed market?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, firstly, it's very important that we correct the error from the Leader of the Opposition, because he's prone to having quite a few of them.
Order.
I've got his transcript from this morning. But
point of order, the Honourable
Mr.
Leader
Speaker,
of the Opposition.
I think I understand what the point of order is. That's not an appropriate way to begin an answer to a question.
I think the point's well made. There's no need for that kind of comment. There's no problem with disputing information contained in a question, but making a derogatory comment about another, especially the questioner, is not on. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, there isn't a timetable. There is a zero capital budget in budgets 2012 to 16, but in fact any of the dividend streams and the income that would be reflected from a sale of shares through the mixed ownership model actually aren't in budgets 2012 to 16. Mr Speaker, as I said yesterday, of course the government, if we were the government post November 26, would take into account the financial conditions at the time, but the reality is that if there was any timing difference, it's likely to be months, certainly not one that would affect the overall thing.
And Transport Minister Stephen Joyce had a ready answer to this question from his Green shadow, Gareth Hughes.
Why does the Minister continue to be the roadblock to Auckland's smart transport aspirations? And when will he heed the advice of the Herald editorial to mind your own business on the rail loop, Mr Joyce?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr Speaker, I've just sort of respectfully observed that actually probably the Minister of Transport does have an interest in Auckland Transport. I mean, it's a weird concept, but possibly it's true. But can I also say it is very, very important Now, when you call things smart transport, Mr Hughes, you have to come up with a better answer than a 30 cent in the dollar return on a project. That is not smart transport. That's pouring money down a hole.
Question time was followed by resumption of the debate on the committee stage of the Appropriation 2011-12 Estimates Bill. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.